Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump went on a pardoning spree this week, granting clemency or pardons to 11 people. Legal analyst Royal Oaks is joining us this morning. Royal, no one's disputing the fact that the president can do this, right? This falls under his jurisdiction as the chief law enforcement officer of the country, right?
Well, that's right, and it's a frustrating fact for a lot of people because there are no limits on the power. Now, some people say, of course, if the president took a bribe and there was undisputed evidence of that, we could overturn that. But short of that, nobody really seems to see limits. People are wondering, gee, maybe he could pardon himself. The problem is that there's a process that traditionally is followed where the Department of Justice vets an application. It goes through channels. Lots of lawyers look at it, and it shows up on the president's desk. He makes a decision about compassion or an injustice. Instead, here, people are saying, well, the president has a friend call up in the evening and say, hey, you got to do a favor for so-and-so. Would you please do it? Next thing you know, there's a pardon. And so that process is something that's causing criticism of the president.
Yeah, this isn't the first time he's gone on a pardoning spree, I guess would be the term. But what have we learned as far as the pardons he has made, what the president maybe looks for in a pardon, what he goes to do, who he helps out?
Well, critics say that he helps people who share his views, who have been very loyal to him, who have followings, social media, and so on, such that it would benefit the president. His supporters say no. He is very active in terms of evaluating these requests, and he's a little franker and more open on social media about where he's coming from, but that doesn't mean that he's doing anything wrong. He is exercising his constitutional power.
We're thinking about our former congressman around here, Chris Collins, who pled guilty to insider trading charges and is to begin serving a 26-month sentence in the next few weeks. Now, he was the first congressman to back President Trump back in 2015. So when you talk about loyal, I don't think you get more loyal than that. But is it unusual to grant a pardon to someone who hasn't begun to serve a sentence yet?
It certainly is unusual. That's not the pattern, but it is legally possible. And of course, given Representative Collins' situation, where allegedly the phone call launching the insider trading scheme was placed from a White House picnic, and the fact that he, as you say, was a very strong early supporter, people are, of course, going to raise their eyebrows if you see this kind of situation. But you know, traditionally, if you look back to the Mark Rich pardon, the financier who had financially supported Bill Clinton, President Clinton waited till the last day of his presidency to issue that pardon. And of course, people have been second guessing him ever since. If there is a pardon of somebody who is a strong supporter, it is going to cause eyebrows to go up.
Yeah, usually we think of the pardons being done on the last day or last week of a presidency. But here we are in the middle of campaign season, and the president is doing the pardoning right now. Someone like Chris Collins, it seems like the president isn't afraid of any blowback when it comes to these pardons, but might Chris Collins be someone who would raise that red flag?
Well, certainly critics would point out the close connection and the support by Representative Collins, and so that might cause the president to think twice about doing that. But this president doesn't really seem too shy about doing what he wants in terms of the pardon process. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, of course, very controversial. That pardon was issued. And it's interesting that throughout the terms that presidents have, they regularly give pardons. They generally aren't too high profile. But this is a little unusual because this president is facing re-election in several months. And so to the extent what he's doing could come under criticism, he could get some blowback at the polls.
Roger Stone is awaiting sentencing. What are you expecting here? I mean, you don't get more high profile than this, and especially after the comments from the president last week.
Well, that's right. For the president to make these statements about how it's terrible what's happened to Roger Stone, it's a miscarriage of justice, for him not to take some action by way of commutation of a sentence or a pardon, it would seem unusual. And, of course, the president, in the view of his critics, has gone over the top in terms of criticizing the judge, demanding a new trial. And you have this odd situation where the president, head of the executive branch, including the Department of Justice, is saying one thing, but his workers in the field who are trying to prosecute Roger Stone are saying the opposite. And in the middle, you've got the attorney general saying, this makes it impossible for me to do my job. Rumors are he's thinking of resigning. So it's quite a controversial situation the president has gotten himself into.
Yeah, what do you make of that it seems like a rocky relationship with the attorney general, who seemed, whether it was after the Mueller report, or a lot of these different things that came out, he was, pretty much in lockstep with the president.
Yeah, and I think some people are saying the reason that the AG is saying I might have to quit and it's impossible for me to do my job is a way to fight back against critics who say, oh, it's clear you're just the handmaiden of the president. You're supposed to be the top cop law enforcement officer of the nation. Instead, you're simply the personal lawyer for the president. And Barr, I think, wants to push back against that to protect his reputation, his legacy, and to fight back against the hundreds of DOJ representatives who are signing a petition saying that he should resign.
The judge in the Roger Stone case is in a really tough spot, right?
Well, that's right. The judge is saying that, no, I'm not going to put off the sentencing. The judge has to decide whether or not this alleged bias by one juror who allegedly is anti-Trump and that didn't come out fully during the jury selection process, the judge has to decide whether to give a new trial to Roger Stone. That amended motion for a new trial is going to be decided probably in the next day or two, but the judge says, no, I'm going to go ahead and do the sentencing after I handle the motion.
All right, Royal, we appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.